Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, limited trade did develop late Friday, with both sides unwilling to actively jump into the market until, well, probably this week. The combination of bearish market psychology and pressure in futures has caused additional pressure to cash market interest here at the end of last week. Although packers will remain short bought, the overall focus on additional market moves the next couple of days could create additional uncertainty in the cash markets. Most of the interest this morning will be focused on new show list distribution and inventory taking. Now, moving over to the hogs, firm follow-through buyer interest is expected during early trade today, with increased focus on additional follow-through buying likely. Underlying commercial interest will continue the next couple of days as traders try to regain market support, as additional support is moving back into the complex. The pressure Friday in October and December contracts likely to help realign longer-term buying activity in the near future. Cash bids expected steady to $2 lower, with most bids about a dollar lower here today. Now, on the grains, the mixed wheat markets with winter wheat contracts lower, while spring wheat clings to unchanged. While the focus of today's WASDE report will be on corn and soybean production, there will be plenty for wheat traders to sink their teeth into, with updates to Russian and European production. Now, since the July WASDE, December corn has posted a range of 397 and a quarter to 464 and three quarters, offering ample opportunity for anyone interested in buying or selling this market. Acres should steal the show, with the average trade estimate expecting 87.7 million planted acres versus the 91.7 million presented on the June acreage report, 89.1 million last year. Lower soybean prices ahead of the most anticipated USDA report in recent memory. The focus will be on corn more so than the soybeans or wheat, but the implications for soybeans will still be very large. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle up 10 cents Friday at 108.05. October unchanged, 106.75. August feeder cattle down 95 cents, 138.90. September down 142 at 138.45. October hogs down 90 cents, 66.97. Kansas City wheat, September was down 1.5, 417. December down 1.5 Friday at 433.5. Chicago wheat, September up a penny, 499.5. December was up 1.5, 501.5 cent. September corn down 3/4, 410.25. December was down 1/2 at 417.75. September soybeans up 8.75 at 879. November up 8.75 at 891.75. December cotton down 68 cents, 58.90. March down 56 cents, 59.86. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.